Andy Staples from On Three joins us on the Adam Gold Show. There's been nothing for you to talk about on your new show on Three lately. What have you been doing to find content for you, sir?
It's so hard to fill the hours. I mean, we're really, you know, just trying to figure out who's going to finish third in the Mountain West and who's going to finish fourth in the MAC. But something tells me there will be a fairly packed show tonight.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so let's start with your thoughts on Florida State stomping their feet. Change the revenue distribution method drastically or else, as came out of their Board of Trustees meeting yesterday.
Well, they already know changing the revenue distribution method isn't going to work and isn't really in the cards. I mean, there's no incentive really for Boston College or Syracuse to do that. So, and we're going to challenge the grant of rights legally, or we're going to do something. I mean, I would assume it's a court challenge at this point because that's really the only option. So it's funny, though, because everybody who isn't a Florida State fan who follows the ACC is like, they're so stupid. Why are they doing all this? There's a lot of schools that will be awfully grateful if it works.
Well, I'm sure there would. But when we talked to Bubba Cunningham today, the athletic director at UNC, for people who don't know, I know you know that. And he was like, look, you signed it. You know what? You knew what was in it. And they have been looking, everybody's been looking at this for 3 years now. So what is stopping you now? Like, they threatened.
But they don't want to do it. And they're doing the math on it. And they're looking at a $30 to $40 million gap over 13 years. And so even if you do something that costs an incredible amount of money, you still may wind up, if you wind up in a conference that you'd rather be in, that's fine. Because either way, you're going to be behind an incredible amount of money. So at least try it and maybe be somewhere you want to be. That's a part I don't get from the other ACC schools. Like, you're not trying anything. They're trying something. It may not work, but they're trying.
Andy Staples is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at Andy Staples on X. Is it Andy underscore Staples on X? It is X now. So
I can't call it X. I have to call it Twitter still. I refuse.
Doesn't it seem kind of dirty to be calling it on? You're on X? Like, you know,
yeah,
I feel like I'm in college again. So while we're talking about college, I kind of feel like I'm in college again. Then, like, what's the cost? I know Bubba Cunningham a few weeks ago talked about there's a cost that we don't know for leaving.
Right.
So I think you could estimate what the cost would be, and I think we're talking about $500 million. So is Florida State willing to pay $500 million to get into a different league? I would say have at it. The ACC would be at. Jim Phillips would go through the drive-through at a Truist tomorrow and deposit that money.
Here's the thing. It won't be that much. It'll get negotiated down to below that. It'll still be a ton. Like, we're still talking probably over $350 million when all said and done. But the question is, if you can spread that out over a length of time, are you that harmed by having to pay that? Which is more harmful, staying in the ACC till 2036 or paying until whenever? And that's the question. So can you get favorable enough terms? And this is why I say probably a legal challenge. If you mount some sort of legal challenge and you plant the seed of doubt that the ACC would prevail, not saying that you would definitely prevail, because I mean, I don't know that they would.
Right.
But if there's doubt, then it lowers the price in a settlement.
Andy Staples is with us here on the Adam Gold Show. Here's the other thing. Like, we could probably talk in circles about this. I actually think that the number could end up being higher because I don't know that they would end up in the SEC. I'm not sure the SEC is motivated to add Florida State. I don't think Florida would be interested. I'm not sure Alabama would be interested. I'm not sure.
Alabama, Florida, Georgia,
yeah.
LSU, Auburn would not be interested. But here's the thing. It will be more of a dollars and cents thing. I don't know if the SEC needs to expand at all past 16.
Agree.
La venta de un día en Macy's comienza mañana con ofertas del día increíbles en básicos para la vuelta a la escuela que necesitan ahora, como un 40-50% menos en ropa para niños y juniors, 25-50% menos en mochilas, bolsos y accesorios, y ahorra un 40% en pequeños electrodomésticos de Bella, Crocs y más para preparar su dormitorio. Además, descarga la aplicación para aún más ofertas del día increíbles en Macy's. Ahorro sobre precios en oferta y liquidación. Aplican excepciones.
Agree.
Big Ten expands to 20 next week. Does the SEC do it out of a, we have to have the same number they do? I don't think you have to. I think the product the SEC has of 16 is very strong.
Yes.
And I don't know that adding more makes you that much more money. But they may feel like for the long-term purposes that they need to be the same size as the Big Ten. That's the only reason I could see that happening.
I think they would probably be better served to just wait till it all falls apart, because if the Big Ten goes to 20, aren't we, by the way, just like a week after the new commissioner said we're not interested in expanding, we're just interested in making Southern Cal and UCLA feel at home in their new conference, and now they're interested in expanding again?
Well, first rule of realignment is if someone's lips are moving, they're lying. And remember, now, Tony Petitti, he's catching straight here. Not his fault, because he wasn't around then.
Right.
But remember, the Big Ten was part of the Alliance.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that was a completely failed experiment.
Like, the ACC and the Pac-12 look like complete clowns for that.
Yep, I agree. You know, and it really goes back to the pandemic, when all five conferences got together and basically said, you know what, let's just kind of wait this out a little bit. And then the Big Ten all of a sudden turned around and said, we're not playing. And the ACC and the SEC were like, what are we doing here? I thought we just all agreed on this. And that's when all alliances were silly. Every conference is going to do what they want to do for themselves. So let me ask you this. You and I have talked about the future before and whether we see it as a large number of teams separating from the rest in the FBS level, or a smaller number of teams. I think the last time we spoke, you talked about it being maybe 40 schools exiting. Are we headed for a complete implosion of what we know as major college football in terms of conference affiliation and all of that, to basically a Premier League type of a situation?
I think it's getting there. I don't know that it's going to be totally a Premier League. Like, what they have in England is they have the Premier League and the Championship is the next division down. I think it'd be bigger than the Premier League. The Premier League's 20 teams. And so I think it'd be bigger than 40. Because here's where I think the line actually gets drawn. I think it really actually gets drawn in basketball more than football. Because there's a $1 billion television property called the NCAA basketball tournament. And guess who's going to want the money from that? All these conferences that also make all the money on football.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, you know what? We still want to run that tournament. And so if we're all going to group together into a division or a subdivision, let's all do that. And let's be not necessarily the FBS, but maybe what we now know as the Power Five, like about 60, 65, 70. So you could have a 64-team tournament at the end of the year in basketball.
Oh,
$1 billion for it.
I thought you were talking about a 64-team tournament in football. I've said
no.
We'll be at 24 for football.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 20. Well, the other divisions are already at 24
right.
for football. So we know how it works.
Exactly.
But no, I think people are thinking it's a football only thing, but like I look at what the Big 12 is doing, and you know, that I think they're going to get better than what they expected. I think they were thinking they were going to get Colorado, and then maybe Arizona would come, or maybe they wouldn't, and they go get UConn. But either way, whether it was Arizona or UConn, they were going to get another great basketball program, and they'd have this incredible basketball league that the cool kids can't leave out of their basketball tournament when they split it off.
Right.
And so, but I think that's where the ACC schools are safe too on that front. I think they still get to be part of that club because of that, because these people would rather share that $1 billion amongst themselves. And I think that as a TV property still only goes up. So let's say it's $1.5 billion next time around. They could keep it all instead of sharing it among all the people that get shared among now.
Oh, I think there's no question that the basketball tournament will continue to progress. The women's basketball tournament will also continue to get better.
It's worth way more than it's getting paid for right now.
No question. We're just finding this out about women's soccer, too. They're all of a sudden, wait a second. People are watching this.
People are watching it at 3 in the morning.
It's very, very silly. I am. I hope you are as well. All right, so final thing, Andy, and I appreciate your time. When this is all said and done, are we just looking at four conferences, four divisions within one conference? And I'm not going to say the revenue is pooled, but that the revenue is closer when we get down to the end of it?
No, the revenue is going to be higher in the Big Ten and the SEC by a lot.
Okay,
they've got the best football team.
Right.
They have the most valuable football teams, and that will be the most valuable thing. But I don't think they're going to push the ACC out of the club. I don't think they're going to push the Big 12 out of the club for the reasons I said. There's still some value in being affiliated with them for all of them. And then we'll see what happens with the football piece of it. Do they just take the best football brands and consolidate? You know, at this point, if Oregon and Washington get pulled into the Big Ten, Clemson and Florida State are really the only ones left on the board in terms of if you just mix those helmets in on the helmet schedule, would everybody automatically say these are better games? Yes, you'd say that. Like, I know the SEC and the Big Ten both covet North Carolina, but that's not the same level of, you throw that helmet in there, it's not the same thing. Like,
no.
You add Clemson to the Big Ten, and suddenly Clemson, Michigan, Clemson, Ohio State, Clemson, USC, Clemson, Penn State, Clemson, Michigan State, Clemson, Wisconsin. Everybody's watching those games.
Yep.
Same thing at Florida State, Oregon, same deal. Or if you added Clemson and Florida State to the SEC, same thing. But they're really the only ones left on the board if Oregon and Washington come off that you can say that about.
Andy Staples, I know you're having a good time at On3, On3 Sports, at On3 Sports on Twitter, the Andy Staples Show. You look good on TV, I guess, or my computer screen. Either
Thank
way.
You. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, and we'll talk again down the road, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
You got it. Andy Staples here on The Adam Gold Show. That's really where we're headed.
Ya regresó el Mystery Sale de JCPenney. Apresúrate a la entrega de cupones en la tienda mientras duren. Podrías ahorrar 30, 40 o hasta 50% extra y ahorrar en los mejores estilos para el regreso a clases. Aprovecha nuestro horario extendido en tiendas participantes. Los ahorros terminan el domingo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 6 de agosto en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Entrega de cupones solo en la tienda. Solo para mayores de 18 años. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.